Welcome to G Talk, where we explore the depths of identity, culture, and the human experience. I'm your host, Irina, and today we're diving into a topic that has sparked countless discussions, debates, and reflections about femininity. What does it mean to be feminine? For some, it might conjure up images of softness, grace, or nurturing. For others, it's about strength, resilience, and power. And for many, it's a mix of both, with a spectrum of qualities that defy simple definitions. Today, we'll explore femininity in its many forms, how it's shaped by society, and most importantly, how we can define it for ourselves. Let's start by acknowledging that femininity isn't one-size-fits-all concept. It's a dynamic and evolving expression. It can differ across cultures, time periods, and individual experiences. What was considered feminine a century ago might not align with our views today, and that's a powerful reminder of how fluid these ideas can be. But where do these come from? Much of our understanding of femininity is influenced by societal norms and expectations. From a young age, we're often taught what is appropriate for girls and women, how to dress, how to behave, and even how to speak. These lessons are sometimes explicit, like being told to act like a lady, and other times, they're more subtle, embedded in the media, the consume, and the role models will look up to.